East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
We start at the Durban High Court, where MK Party MP Duduzile Zuma Sambudla has pleaded not guilty to three charges as her trial into the unrest opened this morning. The daughter of former President Jacob Zuma is facing charges of incitement to commit terrorism and two counts of incitement to commit public violence. Over the next 2 weeks, several social media posts from her ex account will come under scrutiny. The state believes her tweets fueled the deadly riots in KZN and Gauteng 4 years ago. But Zuma Sambudla maintains she's being targeted, with her father's foundation insisting the case is an attempt to settle political scores. She was all smiles and appeared relaxed before proceedings got underway. The Jacob Zuma Foundation, Swanele Manyi, says the charges are petty, politically motivated and cruel.
This is just a persecution of President Zuma and his family. It cannot be that now an argument is made that poor people who don't even know where the next thing is going to come from, all of a sudden they've got money for cell phones, they are following Duduzile on Twitter, and having done that, how do you then make a case that we see you, then I put on my shoes and I went to loot?
Meanwhile, former President Zuma is also in court to support his daughter. The La Gratitude Home for the Aged in Newcastle has been left severely damaged after flash floods and hailstorms battered the northern KZN town. Home CEO Jo Marie Batista says flood water swept through the frail care facility, destroying property and terrifying residents.
The entire home was a river. Water everywhere. The ceilings have collapsed in some of the bedrooms. We've got a critical section was completely underwater. All the bedding was wet. Our old people were absolutely terrified. Our cottages are underwater. Our old age home has got serious damage and everybody is under panic mode.
Batista says staff acted quickly yesterday to move frail care residents to safer sections of the building as the ceilings gave way. She says several bedrooms, cupboards and mattresses were left soaked, with the damage expected to run into millions. The home cares for over 100 elderly residents, many of whom are bedridden and unable to move on their own.
It is probably the worst storm we've ever had here in Newcastle. If you see what our roofs and things look like from the hail, but it was huge. It was about 30 centimeters and higher deep, and the aftermath of that is still seen here at the facility this morning. And when you stand on it, it's solid, like a solid ice block. I can actually walk on it without moving the ice.
She says the Newcastle community has since stepped in to help clean up and provide emergency relief.
We've got a lot of people that have called in and have offered assistance. They said, what do we need? We've requested blankets and things because we've had to use all the blankets that we had in stock. We've had to use to stop the water. So our blankets are basically ruined because it's mud and water and everything that's gone through. We're never going to get them clean.
Meanwhile, the SA Weather Service has sent out a yellow level 4 alert for severe thunderstorms for the province's western interior today and tomorrow. Now, forecasters say areas including Newcastle, Ladysmith, Cockstadt, Escort and Moy River are likely to experience heavy downpours again. They've warned of damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail resulting in flooding, and it could damage property and pose a danger to life. And a French court will decide later whether to release former President Nicolas Sarkozy from jail. The 70-year-old was handed a 5-year sentence for criminal conspiracy, which he denies. He was found guilty of conspiring to get funding from Muammar Gaddafi's Libya for the campaign that saw him elected. If the Paris Appeals Court approves Sarkozy's request today, he could be immediately released. The former leader spent more than 2 weeks in solitary confinement, with two bodyguards occupying a neighbouring cell to ensure his safety. A look at our lead story. MK Party MP Duduzile Zuma Sambudla has pleaded not guilty to three charges as her trial into the unrest opened in Durban this morning. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.